Hi, everyone. Apologies, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty. We're back on.
So can I just testing, we should be back on now.
Come on,
I'm going now.
That's upset someone.
I think that was you that upset that baby.
All right, so let's get back on track. We have a queue, which is follows myself and Greg, which is Chuck next.
Okay, two things. Chuck speaking. First of all, in follow-up to what you said, and our suggestion may not be the right way to go, but I would like to call your attention to the registry stakeholder group proposal that we put on the table, which was intended to be a modification of the Frankfurt proposal that simplifies it and does some combination of the two. Whether that's the right way to go or not, that's for all of us to evaluate. But if you haven't looked at that, and you don't have to read all the comments from the registries on that, it's towards the latter part. But take a look at that. Maybe it has some merit there. I was hoping Stephanie, who I think is on the call, would talk to it because she helped develop it, and I thought it was kind of creative. What I had originally raised my hands for is a totally different issue with regard to CSC. And that is, assuming that registries, Cs and Gs, are involved in the CSC in a significant capacity, regardless of whether others are or not, okay, we have to deal with the conflict of interest issue. So if the CSC is dealing with an issue of, and I'm going to use myself as an example, not because I anticipate being on the CSC, it avoids putting anybody else on the spot, but so if I'm on the CSC as a registry, and there's a delegation issue with regard to .com, that's a direct conflict of interest. Now, registries probably always have some indirect conflict of interest, but I would need to be required to recuse myself from that and any action by the CSC. Just something we need to capture. Not we don't need to spend any time on it, but that's something we need to have in our notes.
Any suggestion, Chuck? Do you have any specific language you would like to add?
Conflict code. Registry involved in a delegation, redelegation action that's under consideration by the CSC must recuse him or herself from any decisions by the CSC.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a better way to work.
And then it's Chuck and Marika, it's Jonathan. And then just generally, you might put in brackets off that. General awareness of conflict of interest issues would you know, and we could cover that in a broad
and way. Just to Jonathan, Chuck again, just to follow up, keep in mind that we could make a case that any registry, C or G, is probably always conflicted if it's in their realm of the world, but we're not talking about just general conflict, but direct conflict of interest especially.
Okay, I understand Lisa wants to just come in with a brief intervention, and I'll come back to the queue.
I think it's a very good, at least for the record, at least for, I think it's a very good idea, but I also think we shouldn't narrow it down to delegation, redelegation. I think that's a general principle because we just put here delegation, redelegation. It should be.
So the bracketed point afterwards, Lisa, attempts to capture.
Agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Okay, so let's get back on the queue then. No problem. Robert.
This is Robert, for the record. I was just hearing in terms of how quickly the CSC was starting to include everyone, and so I just remember that in the poll results, there were very strong agreement that adequate care should be taken in regards to growth dynamics. And we all kind of agreed with that, and everyone seemed to be 100% agreement, actually, on this question, and now we're just starting to put everyone there. So that's one thing to think about. There was also one of the questions as well, going back, and let's not try to revisit this, is that also there was a question in regards that CSC primarily should be CCTLD, GOT registry operators, and technical experts. And going back to the earlier thing in regards to, you know, keeping it small and efficient, which was also something that we're striving for. I think that's one point that I just wanted to make. That's a value, I think, that we principle that we put down, and let's try to stick to that. I think, secondly, all in favor of the conflict of interest guidelines, and we can say that those need to be established and developed. I'm not sure if you want to send a flag up to the accountability working group saying that we're working on this, but if there's any suggestions that they want to feed back to us in regards to that, so we're coordinating our efforts. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Keeping us honest in two key areas there. One, reminding us of the outcomes of the survey. Two, reminding us of future work that we're going to still do this weekend, which is try and create appropriate and relevant hooks into the work of the accountability group. So thank you for both of those points. Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Bernard Kurtad, for the record. I've been hearing a few pieces about possibly merging the CSC and the MRT. And I have to say this resonates with me personally from an operational point of view, having created quite a few groups. I don't understand under any kind of model how you would have these two things sort of existing at the same time and sort of interrelating maybe or maybe not. We're discussing the multi-stakeholder implication of this. We're discussing where does it communicate or not or when. It would seem to me, just from a real practical management point of view, that if the CSC, if the MRT was responsible for the CSC, it was responsible for managing the selection and the expertise and adjusting the size if it's necessary. The multi-stakeholder level of the MRT might quell some of the concerns of the community. I don't know. I'm just wondering if we make the CSC truly a subset of the MRT and the MRT is multi-stakeholder, does that assuage some of the concerns that are being brought up about, you know, trying to include multi-stakeholder into the CSC because we don't feel there's any other avenue to make sure that it's in there somehow. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bernie. It's a good point. And I just note that Matthew Shears has put in the chat that please note that the subset motion was rejected in question 17. I was going to respond to that, but Robert, I see you gesticulating. Let me let you go ahead.
So question 17 in the CSC section, I the way I described the results earlier is that it was there was no clear, strong agreement, which doesn't mean that it's been rejected or not. The percentages were slightly in disagreement, but nothing over their threshold of 75%. And so there's a whole bunch of other questions that have that result, which means as I see with everything else, it's subject to discussion, and that's what we're doing now. And so that's a possible option, and that's a great thing, but, you know, by no means was it yellow or green. It didn't hit the 75% threshold plus or minus.
Okay, so that's an interesting point, and we could argue and discuss that. I guess I interpret it slightly differently, and that was that I just want to make sure, I don't want to hog the queue here, but I do want to respond to Matthew's point specifically in this area. The way I saw it, Matthew and colleagues in the CWG, is there we were asking, you've got an MRT, should a CSC be drawn out of this? I understand the discussion we've been having at the moment is we're going to have a CSC along the lines of which we imagined. We're going to have an MRT along the lines of which we imagined. Could we do something clever and innovative in order to deal with some of the concerns, for example, a requirement of a multi-stakeholder component of CSC, by merging them in some way? So it's different to that, should the CSC be born out of the MRT, to should we merge them? But there's a queue of people that are waiting to talk, so I just wanted to respond specifically to the point. Yes, Alan, I'll respond quickly to Alan's point as well. Alan, I've done my best to be diligent about ensuring that gesticulation is given in the queue, and to the extent that I've seen people waving at me in the room, I've generally told them, make sure you raise your hand. There should be no privilege granted to anyone in the room. So try to manage that, and I'm aware of that. So we will do that. Elise, go ahead.
Thank you. It's Elise again. I just want to underline again that I think the direct that the keep the ESC lean and to keep it effective and small and to keep it with direct customers and technical experts. If you start to expand this to other groups, other than technical groups, and try to find, let's say, a representative for those groups, if it's ALEC, if it's others, then the game is on. Then you have to start the discussion about who is going to be the missing stakeholder component to this group. And that will not be fruitful, I don't think so. So I think it is very important that we keep it separate. The CSC is one thing, the MRT is another thing. What I think is important is to have a dialogue between the two, not a merging process, not at all, but an open dialogue and maybe a set of rules for that or procedures for that dialogue. In that way, you will keep the multi-stakeholder component in all part of it. So this is starting to blur, and I don't think it's fruitful at all. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elise, and I apologize for using the word merge. I meant correlate, work effectively together. So I'll withdraw my use of the word merge. I meant by that effective collaboration and co-working. Steve Crocker, you're next. Okay. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to flag, I heard delegation and redelegation go by as something related to policy. It's my understanding that that's outside of the IANA function and therefore is outside of any assignment that we've made in terms of responsibilities for the CSC or the MRT or any other part of this.
If anyone would like to respond, I'd like to hand up, please, in the chat.
Martin Boyle and
Yeah, Martin, you're next in the queue, but I'm just going to give an opportunity. If anyone wants to respond directly to Steve's point, I think we're pretty clear on this, but I'd like to hear if anyone would like to respond. Bernie, put your hand up in the chat. Chuck, put your hand up in that chat if you want to. Chuck, go ahead.
You beat me to it.
Thanks. And Steve, very good point you're raising. And I think I was the one that used the delegation, redelegation, at least modified it a little bit more. I'm not talking about the decision of whether to delegate or redelegate a particular TLD, but rather the SLAs in terms of complying with and getting the process done in a timely manner. I hope that makes sense.
Well, not quite, because if we're talking about a delegation or redelegation, the delegate part of it is the decision process. And if there's an SLA associated with the decision process, which is a questionable concept, but perhaps we can talk about it, it has to be applied to where that decision is being made, which is not within the IANA process. Now, the execution of the relatively straightforward updating of the root zone with the new parameters is just like anything else, and so I suppose that it's not different from, say, updating an NS record or a DS record, but flagging delegation and redelegation specifically, I'm sure has to mean to almost everybody who would hear those words that we're talking about the substantive decision and not the very minor tail-end mechanics of updating the root zone with the new parameters. Let me just add that I'm quite pleased with the progress of this call. I think it's heartwarming to see the steady hand of the leadership here moving things forward in a positive direction.
And, Steve, this is Chuck. I totally agree with you, and we've got to use the language carefully there with regard to delegation and redelegation, because you're absolutely right. That's what people will think.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad we resolved that, and thank you, Steve. We are very motivated to try and make concrete progress, and we did set that out at the outset. So it's good to see some recognition of that. Appreciate it. Martin, I'm sorry we kept you. I didn't realize you were responding or wanting to talk to that point. If it hasn't been resolved, please go ahead now.
Thanks, Jonathan. Martin Boyle here. I would certainly say that it's been resolved by that exchange, certainly a service level agreement on a difficult redelegation issue is entirely impossible and impractical. But I did also then have a separate comment, and that was about the membership of the CSC and the concept of merging or whatever it might be between the two committees. And one of the things that has been worrying me a little bit is by creating multiple committees, we've got the same very small gene pool that we end up having to draw on to man these committees. And therefore, it would seem to me to be possibly quite a useful solution is to take the members of the CSC, i.e. the registries and perhaps some other communities, and have them as being also the members on the MRT. That would then give quite a useful way of ensuring accurate and clear communication between the two committees, and without us having to go through and identify a completely different group of people as we go forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Let's go to Bernie and then Alan Greenberg, and I'd like to just take a quick check where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Turcotte, for the record. Going back a little ways in the chat, Matthew Shears pointed out that there was really rejection of the notion of getting the CSC and the MRT together. And yes, I recognize that, but what I would like to point out is two things. We said this was a tool to generally guide us, and the results were not absolutely conclusive. The second thing is I don't think we were at the same place or everyone was at the same place when they were answering that survey, meaning we hadn't had the discussion that we had today. We didn't understand and had advanced as far as we had on the concept of the CSC, what it could mean, what were some of the concerns that we were trying to address. And I think that's the whole point of these meetings, is we're sitting down and progressing. And in an environment where we have progressed as we have today in the evolution of the CSC, and I'll probably be holding the pen on developing a piece of paper so everyone can beat up on it, I think that that answer might not hold as strongly as it was if you're considering everything we've been talking about today, or at least that's my thought. Thank you.
Bernie, just a quick comment on that. I as I said to at the time when I responded to Matthew's point, regardless of your opinion of what it means or one's opinion of what it means, the question did not ask should these be merged or should these be in some way correlated or coordinated. It said, should the CSC be drawn from the MRT, which
no,
I think
no,
is... Was there another one? Okay,
yes.
I apologize.
It was 17. It was very clearly that.
Okay. I apologize then that I've missed that. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I guess I'm somewhat confused, and for the record, I'm not worried about if we make a decision today that's different from what the survey said because the world has changed. How can you have the CSC, which we pretty well acknowledge is predominantly made up of registry representatives, drawn from the MRT, where we are saying variously that it must be balanced and there shouldn't be too many people? You're not going to have a lot of registry people on that group if those are followed. So either the MRT structure has changed radically from our last discussions, or you're not going to have enough registry people there to populate a CSC. But maybe I've missed something along the way.
I can just reply. Bernie would like to respond. I may try and make a response as well. I think so. Bernie, go ahead, and then I'm going to come in.
In my mind, we're simplifying the structures if we have one. I think this MRT should be responsible for the CSC. I think if there are qualified people, and I will repeat what I typed in the chat, having qualified people is rule number one for the CSC. There may be other requirements that we need in the MRT for various reasons. In the CSC, it's not a question. We need a body that's going to oversee this and pick qualified people. this is what we, I think, as a group, fundamentally, once we look at it, expect. If there are enough people that are qualified and can serve as the CSC, if the CSC is small enough, I don't know, maybe it could be two people. This was a joke. But if it was small enough, it could possibly come from the MRT. If there are not enough people, the MRT should be able to go source those people that are qualified, and there's enough of them to make the job. The point is, if we institute that as part of the MRT, it becomes the MRT's responsibility to make sure we get the right people on those things. We just give them the parameters to make sure it meets our overall objectives. Thank you.
Okay, so I note Matthew's point that we should probably continue with the CSC and then move to the MRT. I'm conscious of a couple of things. One, that we haven't completed our work on the MRT, although we've drifted into it in somewhat inadvertently by this conversation, which says how, and in my mind, we were not merging these two, but we were looking at ways how they might effectively work together to simplify our overall proposal. But nevertheless, the point where we're at now is it's 10 to 4, which means we're 1 hour, 50 minute in, and we could consider extending the session. So I'd like to take a poll of the group and see whether there's a willingness to extend the session or not. So the question we're going to ask the group is, are you willing to stay on for extra time? And we're going to run that poll very quickly. So no more than 1 hour, in fact, possibly only half an hour. I don't want to ask two questions. Let's just ask, are you available to stay on for an extended, and you can assume it's no more than 1 hour, but it may only be half an hour. So that's the question we'd like to ask the group. Are you willing and able to stay on for a minimum of an extra half hour?
But a maximum of 1 hour.
And a maximum of 1 hour. So, Marika, the question doesn't need to be that complicated. It's, are you willing to stay on?
Giving them a time frame.
Jonathan, it's Alan. While the poll's going on, can I respond?
Please do, Alan.
Yeah. I have no problem with the CSC being the responsibility of the MRT. I have no problem with some MRT people being on the CSC. I have no problem with strong coordination. We kept on using the words drawn from or subset, and that's what I was commenting on. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And I note, let's see how the poll goes. Let's let the poll run for a moment. I'm going to just like you, Alan, take it. Elise, let me let Elise in first, and then I'll say what I was going to say. Elise, go ahead.
Thank you. It's Elise. I think drawing the members to from the MRT complicates things again. I don't think it's a good idea to have that, even that thought. So. I know that we need to find experts, and it's not probably it's not going to be easy to fill both the committees. But I don't think you should merge the membership of the two or to draw the SE from the MRT.
Okay, thanks, Elise. I'm going to make a comment, but I'm first going to recognize that the poll seems to give us a pretty good steer that we should carry on, and so. I think we will use this time to carry on, and I've got a comment from Grace.
Hi, Jonathan. This is Grace Abu-Hamid for the record. I raised my hand originally to count the audio votes, but I think the poll is pretty clear.
Sufficiently clear. Okay, thanks, Grace. So I want to be clear, because I actually made a rare sort of advocacy for this CSC MRT. I in no way intended to suggest that the CSC is drawn from the MRT. I in no way wanted to suggest that they were merged. I felt that we were pretty clear in both our original work in Frankfurt and the survey work how we made up the CSC and how we made up the MRT. For me, I just had a mini epiphany of viewing the two of them as working very effectively together. And so the only way in which I was envisaging and advocating their, in quotes, merging was in their close collaboration and working together. And as I said, for me, there's a very clear corporate analogy where you have an executive team responsible for an executive function and a non-executive function responsible for an oversight function. And actually, when I look at the MRT under composition C, D, and E, There should be multi-stakeholder representation, there should be staggered terms, and the terms should be limited. I can see each of those three as good standard corporate governance terms that could just as easily be applied to non-executives on a board as they could be to any other oversight. So for me, the analogy persists when I look at what the areas we've got strong oversight. So I just want to be clear that I think I'm in pretty strong agreement with Elise and with the work we've done before, and it just struck me that there was a way of sort of simplifying it by not looking at them as entirely discrete entities, but as closely collaborating entities. And if we viewed them as closely collaborating, we might remove some of the wrinkles or complications we had in and around multi-stakeholderism, for example. Greg, your hand is up, so we should go to you. I think it's, Elise, I think you had spoken previously. I think that's an old hand. Yes, it is.
It's Greg Shatton. I think that, you know, I think we're heading, you know, mostly down a good road here. I think that one thing I wanted to point out was we're talking about people picking other people, and I think that, or picking from other groups, I think that we should be thinking more about groups nominating someone from among their number, maybe according to criteria. So as we're talking about, you know, finding experts, if the expert is supposed to come from, say, the IETF, let's just say, shouldn't the IETF nominate someone rather than choosing? This gets to kind of it's a little too top-down to have choosers as opposed to nominators. Groups generally should give people to the process, subject to being qualified to do so, rather than the people already in the process pulling, cherry-picking, hand-picking those to go into. Again, there needs to be qualifications. Nobody's taking this lightly.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Greg. Robert, your hand is up.
Yeah, just this is Robert for the record. I think one thing I wanted to add, I think as I had mentioned in my earlier comment, we may just want to, my idea is having a principle that there are a variety of different options that could be explored in terms of how to do this. Having organizations nominate is one. They could be submitted to the NOMCOM and then could select, or there could be some selection processes. I think the key thing is that some names need to go in and the number needs to be small. And how that happens, there needs to be a little bit more work done. I think it's too early to tell what process that would be right now, but I think it's keeping it small. And maybe a question for everyone here is, how many people do this role now at NTIA? Is it people? So we're looking probably at a CSC that's maybe what size? Do we want to set parameters on a possible size? Do you want to say half a dozen? Do you want to say two? But we want to keep it small. So I think that's a principle, and there needs to be some work done on modalities, on the exact number and selection processes and items like that. I think we can't do that necessarily on the fly right now.
All right. We have a couple more names in the queue, and I note Sean's point, and there was a previous point by Matthew on this relating to the fact that we should move on to the MRT. We will do that now. I do feel that we've, in effect, covered elements of it by our discussion, but I agree we should systematically look at it now. Bernie, and then Lisa, and then we'll move on to the MRT.
Bernard, for the record. More along the lines of Robert instead of Greg, having lived quite a few times with asking people to nominate competent people. It's a nice theory. Doesn't quite happen like that all the time. And I think that I have no problem asking groups to nominate people, but they need to be vetted in some way, shape, or form, because not all groups use the same criteria to name people. And I come back to what will be my mantra, and you will hear it again on this, is the qualification of people. And by qualification, I mean it at large. And I will not let go of that. Thank you.
Bernie, are you saying there should be qualifications, specifications in the proposal?
Well, I think there will have to be, the definition of qualifications will have to be written down, but I'm saying they should not only be dependent on a nominating organization. I think there has to be a second
body somewhere. I'm not saying it has to be the MRT, but someone has to consistently check that the criteria apply against the candidates that are being named.
It's a quality control issue.
Lisa, you're next.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's Lisa Fuhr for the record. In all this, we have to remember, because when we start talking about nominating committees, there are several CCs that are not members of ICANN because they're not members of the CCNSO. So I think it's very important to remember that we have to represent those two.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I guess, Lisa, that's an important point for both the composition of the CSC and the MRT, is making sure that that takes account of that factor. Greg?
Just briefly responding to Bernie, I don't think the two concepts are mutually exclusive of nomination and vetting, and it goes along with standards as well. I think if you have a clear set of standards for who, what will be expected of a person coming on to the CSC, and they meet the group, it puts up somebody who they believe meets those qualifications, and if that belief is correct and they're vetted by either the MRT or the CSC itself, or and they meet those standards, then that's great. And if somebody is not competent to do it, or is overstretched and won't be showing up if they're nominated or whatever it may be, then a conversation can be had. Think that you may want to rethink this one, or no thanks, or whatever it may be. And I think that, yes, we need to keep it small and we need to keep it nimble. One other just out of left field idea for multi-stakeholder representation on the CSC is to have one or more of the non-registry members of the MRT be on the CSC as a kind of relationship of it. I don't know if that works or not, but it has just is some thought about how they could relate, both how they could relate and how to get some multi-stakeholders onto the CSC, although that may concentrate too much work and potentially too much power in those folks, which is why I kind of, that's the flip side of, disagreeing with myself for a moment.
Thanks, Greg. So just to remind you and others that you're either creating, in that contribution like you've just made, one's either contributing to clarifying the group's thinking or putting content into the next draft, the document. So if you could try and drive those comments to that kind of thing, that I'm sure that's helpful to Bernie and all of us in our future drafting work. I've got a final hand up from Robert, and then I'm going to push us on to the MRT.
Great. This is Robert, for the record. Just a couple things, but also reflecting some of the poll results. So one of the poll results also mentioned that terms needed to be defined. And so I wanted to make maybe two or three quick points in regards to the CSC selection. So folks that get selected, their terms should be defined, that their selection will be up for periodic review. And in regards to a process, because I'm familiar with the ESSAC selection process, ESSAC, basically anyone that wants to be on the ESSAC, there's an ESSAC membership committee that reviews applicants, selects, and then every 3 years, people have terms of 3 years and they're up for renewal. That might be an interesting model. Now, whether it's the CSC, MRT, or some other body that reviews and selects them, but I think that a selection process and a term and a defined term would be good principles to include.
Thanks, Robert. And I note that in a board, there can be ways of some form of nomination committee within a board, and so the MRT, to the extent that one continues the board analogy, could have some form of vetting to make sure that the criteria are met.
Our body, not necessarily
because
MRT.
The MRT is going to have to live with the results of who's up
there. I've got the final point is I've got Elise in the queue. I have asked for the queue to Elise. I'm going to close the queue with you. You are the last person. And then we're going to move over on to just checking the key components, the MRT, and then see if we can't come back to some of the yellow points as well. Elise, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for keeping me in line. Now, I'm aware of the importance of getting the right expertise in the CSC and also in the MRT. It's just on the top of my head now, I think in the spirit of the multi-stakeholder community model, I think it's probably best to leave the nomination of persons to these two committees to the community. That's my initial thought. I think making a committee also to nominating committee also to put people in these committees, I think it might complicate things. And that's just my thought now. I might change my opinion, but for now I think so. Okay.
Yeah, so thank you, Elise. And I know so I glossed over a couple of comments in the chat earlier. One was from Stephanie, really relating to a registry alternative proposal, which was to introduce a liaison role between the registry-led body and the multi-stakeholder body. And notwithstanding my affiliation with the registry stakeholder group, my personal view is if we had that may well be a solution, but if there was sufficient coordination built in between the two, it may be unnecessary as well. But that's the suggestion from the registries. And then Mary makes the point that relating to nomination in the CCs may be a challenge, as some are outside of the organized group of the CCNSO. But there was a point that was made by Lisa earlier, making sure that any mechanisms by which positions were created on the MRT, for example, we need to be cognizant of the fact that not all CCs are represented within the CCNSO, so mechanics need to be in place to accommodate that. So let's move on to the MRT, as I've been saying. So the key assertions here that we received or points that received strong agreement were that the MRT should not recreate another ICANN, which is question 6 of the survey. And so that one was the first one that received. I'm just trying to locate that on the question. Thank you. Page 25. Get a sense of the quality. So actually, that was remarkably, there were no disagreements with that. So I think we can probably move, given the strength of that the feeling on that, we can probably go straight on to adequate care should be taken to restrict the growth dynamics of the MRT, which is question 7. Again, no disagreements, slightly less strong than the previous one, and there was a couple of no opinions on that. Thanks, Christopher. Good night to you, too. I just note from the chat that we've typically recorded as present everyone in the chat, and we will have done that on these in the ability room, and we will have done that on these previous calls, and in addition had it known if anyone was only on audio. There should be multi-stakeholder representation on the MRT. Well, I mean, I think we've discussed that. So this is what I was meaning when we've covered elements of this. There were a couple of disagreements and a couple of no opinions, but largely that was either a strong agree, or is acceptable. I'm just working my way through these and expecting that if a hand goes up, if you want to challenge or add to detail on that, I guess there's naturally questions that come out of that, which frankly we've touched on quite a bit already, although a couple of you have nudged me to go on to MRT. We have talked about elements of selection, of representation and so on as we've gone through this detailed points on that. Question 18, members should have staggered terms to provide continuity. And then the term length of MRT members should be limited to 2 full contract cycles, question 22. Well, I guess that was slightly stronger on the bias towards is acceptable. Thank you. Martin, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Martin Boyle here. Yes, I actually selected strongly disagree on this particular point and put in a comment accordingly, because the way I was interpreting was that two full contract cycles would be two full contract cycles with the IANA function operator, which seems to me to be a very, very long period. I can't remember exactly what I suggested as being the limit, but it would seem to me that 3 years, if you're rotating a third every year, would seem to be an ideal number. But certainly 3 years for me would be the absolute maximum for somebody to stay in a committee like this one. Thanks.
So, Martin, your proposal is that the term length of MRT members should be limited to 3 years.
Oh, that's right, Jonathan.
Yeah, and Robert notes that there's an error in the table, that question 22 should have been yellow, so in fact it wasn't really appropriate to be covering it quite yet. Greg, before we come to you, I'm just going to go back to a couple of points in the chat, and that Avery noted that a missing question we had with respect to the CSC is, does it need to be a standing body? I thought that was covered, but maybe I thought something about its continuity of operation was covered. So I'm going to, someone can check that, and please put your hand up if you have a response to that and come into the chat. Grace, your hand is up.
You should put a hand up for me. This is Marika. It's actually point H in the questions or the criteria above. You should have a continuous existence that is derived from question 8 of the survey.
So the CSC should have, and did that receive strong support?
Yes, that's one of the green questions.
So that on, thanks. So that's question 8.
8, yeah.
Oh, that's, sorry. Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's also mentioned in the chat. It's the CSC and not the MRT. I think the question relates to should the MRT be standing body or not.
Well, except Avery relates to the question specifically, the CSC. Does one question that was missing that we had with the CSC is, does it need to be a standing body? And that question is dealt with by question 8.
It is question 16.
Sorry, Avery, could you repeat that?
I'm saying I believe it's wrong. I was wrong. I'm looking at the questionnaire, and at the moment it is question 16. The MRT should have a continuous existence, regardless of how often it meets. So it is there. I was in error.
Thank you. That resolves that one. Thanks a lot.
It was close to 75, but not quite.
Alan says, I would like to understand how we could have a multi-stakeholder review team without multi-stakeholder representation. Well, I agree. I can't understand how we could have that. So, all right. Okay, so...
Jonathan, Greg has his hand up.
Yes, Greg, coming to you, sorry.
I was just going to respond briefly that term length and term limits are not the same thing, that one could have a term length and probably should have a term length of, say, 3 years, but the question is whether you can, in essence, be reselected by your group, assuming you're a representative, or whether you are truly term limited and need to go disappear for a year, or if you're coming from a group which has a 3-year seat, you're going to essentially disappear for 3 years. There is, you know, some argument to allow for at least one re-election, if you will, before your term limited. You know, so if somebody is really contributing at a high level, telling them they have to go stop contributing after only 3 years on the thought that the first year, in many cases, is a learning year, and the second year the second, third year you hit your stride in doing whatever it is you're doing, that then telling someone they can never come, that they can't come back essentially for three more years seems a bit harsh. At some point people do get stale, so maybe, two 3-year terms might be an appropriate one.
So let's ask Martin to clarify what he meant in his suggestion. That would be helpful. I mean, I can say my personal experience is that it's in line with what Greg's just said, that you need a minimum of 2 years to operate on a, in quotes, board, and that it's often healthy to be able to have at least a second term. So, if I was taking a stab at this, I'd say a minimum of 2 years and a minimum of one repeat, which would take you to a total of 4. Martin, could you clarify what you meant or intended by that? Please go ahead, Martin.
Thanks, Jonathan. Martin Boyle here. I actually did really mean 3 years because I can actually see a committee dynamics of this importance starting to not necessarily just get stale, but also where the old hands start to dominate the discussion, whereas this should be something very, very practical. There should be people who are really quite well-versed in the issues, and that these people then, after their 3 years, back out. It wouldn't necessarily mean that they couldn't come back in 1 or 2 years later, but actually having them out of the room for a while seems to me to be a useful precaution. So that's why I suggested 3 years. Yeah, I could quite happily put up with 4. The reason I said 3 was because of the earlier question about 1/3 rotation. Thank you.
Okay, so it looks like we need a little bit of more detailed work, and I would say that maybe we need to modify the comment that we've got there is suggest that there needs to be refinement of terms and term limits. So Matthew Shear's comments in the chat that we should not suggest number of years until we decide on contract length. So I think that it feels to me like there's a convergence around some form of limitation of terms and term lengths, but maybe the final detail and the concept of contract cycles, the 2 contract cycles, it certainly probably stretches it. Elise.
Thank you. It's just a question. Will we have time to go into the function of the MRT and just looking at the because we don't have anything on the function, if the MRT could raise issues on their own initiative, and so on. I think we have had something in the survey on that, but it's not here. Do you have any clearance on that one? On the function of the MRT?
This is clearly something we need to do. I wonder if we still haven't dealt with. I mean, we've gone over a good first pass of all of the greens. I wonder if we could usefully go into the yellows on both CSC and MRT, and then. But you're right. I mean, there's certainly some work needs to be done on the functions. I'll welcome any suggestions as to how we do that. We may not be ready to go into the detail of that yet. Now, do we have a way in which we can deal with the yellows on the CSC and the MRT? I'm going to need some help because they aren't written up in the same way. So maybe, Lisa, you can help me by flagging the yellows. So first yellow is question 5. Although we dealt with that, didn't we? We dealt with, on the CSC, we dealt with 4, 5, and 6 previously. And we went through CSC, which we dealt with 5 and 6, so I think we've covered that. The next yellow is number 12,
that we went through as well,
which we also dealt with. Thank you, Robert. The next yellow is number 16.
Jonathan, just for a pause, Elise has raised her hand in the Adobe Tech.
I think we just had the comment from.
I think she just raised her hand.
Okay, Elise, did you raise it again?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. It's just more that I think we had a good discussion on the function of the CSC.
So I think we should go directly to the function of the MRT more than I think we need to do that because we are on a debate in the we've had a good debate on the function of the CSC. So I think it's linked. So I think that's why I want to go straight to the function of the MRT.
All right, great. So are there any objections to that? I mean, having just made a cursory glance over the yellows on the CSC, it appears that we dealt with many of those, if not all of them, in our initial pass through. So that's and so we can come to the yellows on the MRT after functions. Are there any objections to going and dealing with the functions of the MRT, Robert?
No objections, and just when we go through the MRT, I'd just like to maybe suggest a way to go through them. So I'll flag an interest to raise my hand again.
Yeah, so if we're going to start a discussion on the functions of the MRT, it might be a useful basis to have a look at what we had previously from the document we put out for public consultation as a starting point. Could we copy that? Is there any way we could copy that into the that would be helpful if we could make that as a frame of reference. So if we could go lines of reporting, remit, composition, then function, and under function, if we could put those. And that, I guess I note that there's support for that as well from Cheryl, and I haven't seen any objections to the function discussion.
And this is Marika. This, just to note that this language comes from the MRT functional analysis, which I think has been developed and discussed in the RFP3 group.
All right. Can you format that in the same font, Marika, in a larger font as we had before in the same? Okay. So that's your kickoff point, Elise and others, on the issue instructions to Contract Co. Meet annually to review overall IANA functions, operator performance, annual IANA budget review, address escalation issues raised by CSC, perform certain elements of administration currently set forth in IANA functions contracting being carried out by NTIA. Comments, questions, views. Elise.
Thank you. Thank you again. I think one of the main issues is if the MRT should be able to raise issues on their own initiative. I think it's only natural that they have this possibility. The direct customers could raise issues with AI and a function operator directly. The CSC could also do the same, and the MRT must also be able to do the same if they see things or notice things or that they want to raise. I think it's important, but I just want that to be stated and hear what others have to say. Thank you.
Any comments or questions in relation to that?
Trying to get in. There we go.
Chuck, your head is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, just maybe a clarification question from Elise. I assume that would they can raise issues within the mission of the MRT, not just any issues. Is that correct?
Yes, of course. That's what I meant. We set.
I assume that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We give them a mandate, of course, and they have to work within their mandate. But within that, yeah.
Thanks.
Yep.
So I'll see if any other hands come up. I mean, I suppose if you... I've got Steve, and then I'll ask Elise to just think about if there is any language you'd like to see or any guidance, because bearing in mind we've got the driver from this conversation is trying to enhance and improve the underlying proposal, the document that we're preparing. So if you have any language or basis on which we could formulate language, please go ahead and suggest that. In the meantime, and put your hand up to do so. In the meantime, I'll go to Steve Crocker. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you.
I wonder what the annual IANA budget review is going to look like, since there isn't any IANA annual budget per se.
Good question. What does it look like? Any comments, thoughts on how that works or what that's about? I've got a bunch of hands come up. I've got, looks like, I think, Steve, you've come up again, but we'll go to Chuck and then Robert, perhaps, if you are responding to that question of Steve. So, Chuck, let's go ahead with you.
Thanks. And it's a great question, Steve. As you probably know, I've been working with Xavier and the finance team and the budget ad hoc committee and so forth for quite a while. And certainly I don't think, at least from what I've understood from Xavier, that their implementation of the at-task system is quite at the point where it would be easy to delineate all the IANA functions, and of course many of them I think are performed by people in different areas within ICANN. But one of the things some of us on the ad hoc committee over the years have been advocating is that we strive to get to a point where we could do things like that, and I think that's a worthy goal to get to that point. I know we're not there yet, and I understand I think I understand the complexities of getting there. I guess the question is, okay, should we strive for that goal in the next few years, or should we wait until it's actually needed? I think it's better probably to strive for it sooner in case it's needed, even though all of us hope it never is. So I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm going to go down the queue. Martin, I'm just going to check that you aren't responding directly to that. I don't want to gloss over you. We will come back to you. But if you're not responding to the budget question, hold your fire for the moment.
Jonathan, yes, I did have an answer to the budget question. I had some other points as well.
Right.
So,
Go ahead.
Thank you. Martin Boyle here. I think I would actually generally concur with Chuck. With the IANA operation within ICANN, I think a lot of people have argued for improving the functional separation of the IANA function, and part of that is that it does actually become quite clear what the budget is and how the budget is being spent. And I think this is quite a normal and reasonable level of accountability of the way that the IANA service is operating. So, I must admit I would actually want to see some sort of formal budgeting from the IANA functions operation. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. And if you have an additional point to make, come back in the queue then to make that. Robert, over to you next.
This is Robert for the record. If I'm not mistaken, there were several public comments that mentioned issues of IANA budget in one context or another, so I'll flag that that's important to maybe review, take a look at this point. Some of the comments, if I recall well, mentioned that they're going to Chuck's point that there should be a separate IANA budget. Others mentioned issues of if there was a budget that who was going to pay for it, and so the issue of finances, I think, needs to be discussed and elaborated further going forward. So I'll just make that comment in regards to having seen the comments.
Thanks, Robert. And just to remind you and others again, if you want to see something appear in a document relating to this, please make it clear, because some of this is very useful in exploring the function and understanding our common understanding of the function, but ultimately we're going to have others understand our understanding. The only way they're going to do that is through the document, so you can make sure if you want to see any wording or other points come through that you do that. Lisa Furr, you're next.
Lisa Furr for the record. I just want to make a short comment that the CC, together with IANA, made an effort to try and separate what was used on the IANA function I don't know if it was a year ago or so. So there are some, 2 years ago I'm told, but that there are some calculations, and I think it might not be perfect from the beginning, but just starting up would be good. Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa. I've got Steve Crocker next. Steve.
Thank you. So I've watched the discussions about ILM budget for a long time. There are two things that I think are not so good here. One is it's very, very tricky to try to tease out exactly what the IANA budget is, and we're not going to get there very quickly. And I say that as a comment from watching the processes on the inside. But the more important point, I think, is that the whole emphasis on the budget is so that you think that you have some control on the knob of performance. And I would recommend that instead of trying to get at it indirectly through dollars, that you go directly to whatever the issue might be. Because the only reason you want to fiddle with the resources, with the dollars, is because you want to improve or affect the performance in some fashion. So let me recommend that the right thing to do is to go after the key performance indicators. This is a $0 contract, so there's it comes entirely out of internal resources of whatever, however the books are arranged. And it's a relatively small amount of the overall budget, so relatively small changes in internal dynamics can move quite a bit of money around. And I don't think that you're going to get where you want to get to by trying to control the dollars that flow inside of the organization so much as, but you can do something with the observable key performance indicators.
So actually that's a really interesting point, Steve. And if I try and translate that into something in the document, well, clearly the document currently envisages an annual IANA budget review, but at the very least what we could put into the document is the MRT having some kind of annual review of key performance indicators, which is, I think, what you would expect, if you like. You'd expect the CSC is reviewing that on a month-by-month and regular basis, but you'd certainly expect the MRT to look at that in composite on an annual basis and say, how does that look compared to last year's figures? And if the budget component of that is then in some way subsumed or linked in with that, so be it. But that's sort of a helpful suggestion as to how we could perhaps modify the document.
Yeah, and so let's take a little scenario. So imagine the MRT is sitting with the IANA folks and saying, so how come you weren't able to do better in terms of the speed of the in which you got things done, or the number of transactions that you can handle? And the people involved say, well, we're just overloaded. We don't have enough people, or somebody left, or we have a bottleneck. Then I think the response from the MRT would be, why don't you get that fixed? And we're going to hold you to that for the next year. And then it becomes management's responsibility to figure out how to allocate the resources internally. And you don't have to get in there and argue about whether you need another $100,000 here or another $2 million over there.
Yeah, Steve, I understand that. And just my two cents worth before I defer to others in the queue is that I would expect that conversation to be, if I imagine, IANA as the supplier, the customer is the CSC, and that conversation would be between the supplier, the CSC, and the MRT together. I wouldn't expect that the IANA function would be having that directly with the MRT. The CSC would be saying, well, look, we've monitored this on a monthly basis. Here's the annual figures we've got from the IANA function. And the MRT says, well, that's actually not great. Can you bring the supplier in to meet with us, and we'll all meet together and have a chat about this?
Yes, exactly so. And I didn't mean to I wasn't actually focused on the MRT versus CSC division of labor. I was more focused on take them both together, interacting with IANA, and then the whatever environment IANA is embedded in, which is ICANN. ICANN management would have to be paying attention that there was some negative feedback about the resources available or the performance, in any case, of IANA, and they would have to translate that into into resources available.
Right. Thank you. Chuck.
Thanks. Great discussion, by the way. With regard to true and literal functional separation, and I saw Aubrey's comment in the chat, and of course there's been one audibly shared here by Martin and others, we need to be aware of something, I think, and that is, and Aubrey's right, that if you literally had a pure separation of the IANA work from everything else that ICANN does, it would probably make this very easy to put a number on. But if you do that, we have to recognize that that would cost more. Because ICANN, in its administration of the functions right now, and Steve, correct me if I misstate anything here, but gains efficiencies by using people across different groups within in the whole picture of the thing. And so as soon as you demand a literal and complete separation, you have to accept the fact that it will cost more. And so we need to, in our own minds, think of a cost-benefit analysis there. In my own mind, it would be great to get to a point where we can capture at least good estimates of those shared resources, but not demand a literal and total separation of the service as long as ICANN is performing it, which hopefully will be indefinitely. My second point, totally differently, is, and it's actually more of a question to Lisa, and that is, am I correct that with regard to the IANA service estimates that the CCNSO worked through with the ICANN finance team, that estimate was just for the CCPLD portion, or did that include the G's as well? Just C's. Okay. I thought that was the case.
No?
Oh, okay. I'm seeing different heads nod for those that aren't in the room. So it was for both.
Actually, this is Al McGilvery for the record. You will find a number for IANA in the operational plan that ICANN publishes every year, and currently that number is $2.8 million. So do I know what's in it and what isn't in it? I don't know, but the number that was used in the context of the CCNSO financial working group included total IANA costs. That was the number that was used.
Let me offer, just as a comment from the inside, a couple of pieces that might be interesting. In terms of the number of transactions, the IETF protocol parameter function is by far and away the dominating day-to-day transaction. The root zone changes are much smaller in number, and the address allocations are almost negligible. A whole different element is we now run the DNSSEC signing of the route. There's a non-trivial amount of money. I have no idea how much it is, but a non-trivial amount of money that goes into the highly secured operation, the key ceremonies four times a year, et cetera, et cetera. So even if you have an overall IANA dollar number, it's not going to tell you enough about the allocation of that. And if there's a performance issue, changing that dollar number won't necessarily, as I was suggesting before, get at whatever the issue is. And so that's why I was recommending that backing away from trying to fiddle with the budget, which is an indirect control at best, would be far better.
So we've got my view is, my sense of this is that these are not irreconcilable. Steve made a very practical, constructive suggestion about how performance can be monitored, and I like that suggestion. I don't think that that's necessarily in conflict with an ongoing view of trying to understand the budget associated with this function, and so it feels to me like they can coexist. it's a question of focus. The primary focus should be on the performance in the first instance and ensuring that the function performs, but nevertheless, to the extent that, especially that the function doesn't perform, and a healthy interest in the budget is no bad thing. So it feels to me like they can healthily coexist together. Steve, is that an old hand, or are you still waiting to... Martin Boyle, go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. The budget question is finished now, otherwise I will defer to anybody else who wants to make any comments.
I think it's got a good airing, Martin. Let's go ahead.
Okay, thanks. It's Martin Boyle here. I had two points on the list of functions. The first one on the issue instructions to contract co, brackets deformed. And I think there is probably a role for the MRT in certainly negotiating with the IANA functions operator on performance and on its general ability to operate, which actually could include the budget and the financing of things that are being requested. So, in fact, I think that that first one could be if formed, and then in brackets also, or working with ICANN. The second point I wanted to make really is the bit that leads up into address any escalation issues raised by the CSC. The thought that is in my mind is that when we talk about all of these committees, we tend to start talking them as about very inward-looking organizations, which I'm sure nobody really wants. What I would like to see is these committees and their various operation as being a platform that engaged with the wider community. So when an issue comes up that is not getting sorted, that it goes out and does a wider consultation with the community. So I wonder whether that really is provide a platform for wider consultation with the community as being one of the roles for the MRT. Thank you.
So, Martin, you'd like to see under that function provide a platform for broader consultation with the community.
Broader consultation, broader engagement with the community.
Yeah, can I just dive in? Thank you for that. I added some suggestion. Maybe yours is better, but I think that it's important if we want to have any policy implementing overview. I think the MRT must have their own platform for bringing things forward. Thank you.
Sorry, Elise, can you say that last sentence again, please?
No, it's just that if the MRT is going to have any function as issuing anything about implementing things, the implementation thing of IANA, I think... it's important that we have this line where we can address any issue within their mandate. The text I suggested. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I've noticed that Robert's still up as a hand in the queue. We've taken over the half hour. We haven't taken the full extra hour. We've had a good discussion on function. We haven't dealt with the yellow items on the MRT. We can either bring things to a close at this point or try and crack on and close off completely the MRT by doing the yellow items. I wonder if it isn't worth a quick pass over those few yellow items. There's not that many of them from recollection. So, Robert, your hand is up. Make your point, and then perhaps we can glance over those yellow items on the MRT before bringing things to a close.
Sure. This is Robert for the record. Maybe two quick points. One of them is just in regards to the issue instructions point, we may want to move the bracket slightly. So it says issue instructions, bracket, to contract co is formed. And so that way, regardless of whether it happens or not, it will issue instructions. I think the other thing that's important to add to this, too, is this ties into RFP 4 transition implications. And so that's something to take a look at afterwards, because depending on what it does, we'll have to define what how this changes from the existing setup. And so I'm just asking for a flag or a pointer to be put in here to tie it into RFP 4. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try and do, in order to give us a clean finish, if at all possible, is I'm going to try and have a quick pass over the yellow items on the MRT. Now, 1A is a yellow item. Can someone point me?
There should be an MRT.
There should be an MRT.
Oh, I see. Okay, there should be an MRT. Interesting that it must be pretty close to yellow, although there was relatively strong disagreement. Let me ask the question then. If given where we are in the discussion now, are there...
Just check. It's a little more than just there should be an MRT. There should be an MRT that fulfills the functions that you just put up there.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, okay. So it's just an important.
So the statement is that there should be an MRT to review, to carry out the tasks as defined in the CWG draft proposal, which are those you see in front of you in the room. And actually, this feels like a pretty important one, because what you've got here is sufficient strong disagreement. I'm looking at the wrong chart here. Yeah, you've got some strong disagreement and some disagreement that's pulled this away from being a green item. And I wonder if anyone in the room at the moment, any of the CWG who's present at the moment, especially if you answered strong disagree or disagree, ideally, in the survey, has a different view now, or if anyone's got any comment, because it feels to me like we've had a very constructive discussion over the DSP, had a very constructive discussion over the MRT, we've had some discussion about how they might interrelate, and I just wonder whether that persuaded people who might otherwise have disagreed with that previously, if there's anyone who's got any comment to make in this regard, or... Is this worth taking a poll on this?
Well, I don't know if we have a question to ask. Do we?
Well, the question might be a repeat of the one in the survey. I don't know if that would bother people, but I'm just wondering how we deal with this. Robert, your hand is up.
As someone who's seen the comments, I know that there were, from some folks that were on the call, some very strong comments in regards to the MRT. And so it would be great that, since they're on the call with us, if they feel any change in regards to the MRT, and if they have the same strong reservations they had, or whether they've changed their view somewhat.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. That's very helpful. So we are clearly not about to single anyone out, or, in fact, I haven't seen who had those views, and Martin points out, do we need to look at the comments in the survey? I mean, you could flag what some of those comments were, Robert, without attributing them if we don't get. But I'm just wondering if anyone who made strong negative representations about the MRT has changed their mind or has any different view at this point, because I think that would tip the scales in this particular item. Robert, go ahead.
And there's been some comments on the chat, and so if folks there want to comment, but I think there's a couple of, and I'll comment more on the negative comments that were here, and it's important to reflect on them. There's one comment, which is that there should not be an MRT. It's unnecessary, redundant, and unworkable. The MRT proposal is superfluous, as it would duplicate existing multi-stakeholder bodies. And then we strongly oppose the creation of a multi-stakeholder review team as set forward in the comments, and they go on. And so, you know, there is, those views are there, and so it's important to maybe have folks that made those comments perhaps to reflect on them and give us maybe more detail as to why they feel that way and if there's any accommodation that can be made given this conversation so far.
Yeah, and it's interesting because what you've ended up with in this particular instance is, and as Matthew Shears notes, the numbers in a sense are pretty favorable in that there's a good cluster of strong agreement, there's a good cluster of agreement, there's a good cluster of acceptable, but these are there's also some significant disagreement and strong disagreement based on it. So well, if we may get no further with this now, but that seems to have, if anyone, I note that Lars Eric from the GAC says he believes the MRT is a must if the CSC should look the way we are now. And without an MRT, this proposal will not be acceptable to the multi-stakeholder community at large. So it feels like we're in a fairly coherent place, I just wanted to make sure we had the opportunity for those who were in strong disagreement or disagreement to be able to have their voice heard. Alan Greenberg, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. Based on what Robert was saying, I don't think anyone's disagreeing we need a multi-stakeholder entity, so to speak, equivalent to the MRT. People seem to be quibbling or disagreeing with the creation of this particular body as opposed to using some other existing multi-stakeholder. That's what I got from the comments that Robert excerpted. So it's not so much that there isn't a multi-stakeholder thing that can serve this purpose, it's just people are disagreeing with creating this one. That's what it sounds
like. That's a good point, Alan, although I would question how we manage the replacement of the significant part of what we're being asked is the replacement of the NTIA function, and this is the proposal to do so. But it is a good point.
Yeah, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying it sounds like people have something else in their mind, and we didn't ask the right question to elicit what it is they're thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, I understood you. Thanks, Alan. Stephanie, your hand is up. Go ahead.
In addition to the possibility of wanting a different sort of multi-stakeholder body, I interpreted the question as referring very specifically to the functions, and one of my personal concerns with the MRT and the functions ties into having a full responsibility to issue and determine the outcome of some contracting function. When there isn't, as it's designed right now, a prominent representation for registry operators. So it's the possibility of having a different composition, but also looking what has been bucketed right now exclusively to the MRT and responding to that concern.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. And I didn't notice that I hadn't picked up in the chat earlier in fact, Steve had mentioned that, he said, for the record, I very much like the idea of a CSC, but I do not feel that the MRT is needed at all. So it's quite clear that there is some viewpoint that doesn't agree with the need for an MRT but still supports the CSC. And my computer has just stopped working for some reason, so I won't have access to the chat, so I'll need it.
No one in the queue.
Yeah, you can bring the queue. So Lisa will help me with the queue.
Do you want to go to the next yellow?
Yeah, so I think we'll go to the next yellow, which is number 12, isn't it? 12 on MRT, which is, there is a danger that an MRT drawn entirely from ICANN's policymaking and policy advisory functions will politicize the IANA naming functions. And the question is, do you agree with that or not? And that was a pretty mixed set of views.
Alan Greenberg.
Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I don't actually remember what I answered for that, but I do recall the comment I made. I think the phrasing of this question implies something, and I tend to disagree. Any multi-stakeholder environment we're in is implicitly political, politicized. I mean, we have multi-stakeholders because we have people with radically different viewpoints who are campaigning and pushing for what they want to see. That's why we have multi-stakeholders. Otherwise, we'd just elect a king. And I think the politicizing of it is implicit in multi-stakeholder. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. I see Elise Lindberg is next. Elise?
1 minute. I think Elise is on mute. I will unmute.
I'm on the line now.
Sorry.
I was muted. I just think the MRT is, I mean, the whole model we have been discussing, it's false in a way. The MRT is taking out.
Elise, please.
Yes?
You're very difficult to hear.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
Okay. Should I then? That's better. Okay. I just think that if we take out the MRT now, I think the whole body that we have, or the whole model, kind of falls, because I think the way we have seen it, we try to put together a body, the MRT, that represents the multi-stakeholder community in a tidy and a manageable way. It's not going to duplicate the multi-stakeholder community as we have in ICANN as it is now. It's just going to be the voice of the multi-stakeholder community at large. So I don't see how we can be discussing just throwing that out now. I think it's going to complicate everything. We have to do the CSC again and so on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Elise. I mean, we got the gist of that. I'm not sure with how close you are to the microphone or it's difficult to hear, but the essence of it is you don't see how we can contemplate not having the MRT in the structure as we've envisaged. So I think we get that, and that's clear. Is there anyone else who's...
Greg is next, and then we have Stephanie, but it's 6 minutes to the hour, so we have to be...
Yeah, so I think we're going to be diligent about wrapping things up at the top of the hour. So if everyone could be very succinct, please, to try and get through as much as we can to close things off.
Thanks. Greg, you're next.
Greg Chapman. Just very briefly, I think this question was taken, or statement was taken, almost verbatim from one of the public comments, and of course the reference to policy making and policy advisory bodies just translates to the GNSO and the CCNSO and all of the acts. So basically, in my mind, it's just kind of saying, well, gee, if all of you guys would just stay away from this, maybe we'll be able to take care of this by ourselves and somehow, not be bothered by your idea that you may have priority or concern. So I think that unfortunately if, our mandate from the NTIA is to hand this over to the global multi-stakeholder community, we're just going to have to deal with the fact that we're a global multi-stakeholder community. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Stephanie.
My reading was similar to Greg's, and in response to Alan, maybe the word politicized carries too many possible meanings, but I interpreted the question as the MRT pulled from ICANN structure would bring into play aspects of ICANN as a policymaking rather than as the IANA functions operator into play that should be out of scope for the body.
Thank you, Stephanie. I see no more hands in the queue, and I think Jonathan would like to wrap up the session.
I raised up on a different topic. This is Chuck. I want to compliment everybody that participated on this call because I think it was very productive and that we have a lot of room for doing some work that will bring us together.
Elise, or you lowered your hand. Okay.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, everyone. I agree. I mean, for me, this is we've got some momentum here. We've got some good agreement around some core points.
we're a long way from the end of the road, but I mean there's some, so it's great to have established a baseline of agreement on some core concepts that hopefully are universal across the prospective range of solutions that we might work towards in our final proposal. So productive session, great. Thank you very much. And thanks for a great deal of contribution from the group. So that's excellent. We will be meeting again tomorrow. Our next meeting, just to remind us, Grace, is...
Yes, thanks. This is Grace for the record. Our next meeting tomorrow starts at 1300 UTC and runs for 2 hours, and then we also have a meeting at 1700 UTC for 2 hours. And just, I know we had a little bit of a technical glitch for this call, but we will return to the regular Verizon phone bridge for the calls tomorrow because the transcripts are processed faster through that system. And I will resend call details.
Okay, great. Thank you, Grace. Thanks, everyone. We'll stop the recording at that point, and we'll look forward to meeting with you all at 1300 UTC tomorrow.
Thanks, all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.